Hi Krishna. Here we are on 1st of May in Pech, and I'm here with Chaitanya Das and his wife. He's the president of Eger Temple, and they're the ones who do Pariyatra throughout Hungary. That's going to be starting towards the end of the month. Anyone who wants to go on Pariyatra for 2.5 months, they can let me know. Starts on the 29th from Budapest. And also Damodar Prabhu, who's the temple president of another temple, Kach Kamit. And Manjari is also here. And even more important than that, Dayanitai Gorhari are also here. And today, it's a real cloudy day. I don't know what it's like in the UK, but in the rest of Hungary it's like this. And it's a national holiday on top of that. So we just had a long morning program. Shloka was from the second chapter, first canto, Shinvata Svakata Shloka. And I have one question from Varshana in the UK. And no one else has sent in any questions, but if you have, whether they be in relationship to Krishna consciousness in general, the functioning of the institution, or so many other different topics, then by all means, please do. If I think your question's too personal, I won't answer it, or at least I won't answer it to any name. Maybe I can answer it in a general way. You can sort of leave that up to me. Anyway, Barshana wanted to know about Tridandi Sannyas and whether prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Tridandi Sannyas was current, and why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if Tridandi Sannyas was there, why he took sannyas in the Mayavada Sampradaya. So certainly from the 11th canto verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes often and is also found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Itang Samastaya Paratmanishtam Madhyashitam Purvatvir Maharishivi. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is the Avantipur Brahman who took Tridandi Sannyas, and this is the mantra of the Tridandi Sannyasis. It's actually all of ISKCON sannyasis chant this mantra at the conclusion of their Gayatri. And when Srila Prabhupada gave Tamakrishna Maharaj sannyas, and that was in Jaipur, in front of Govindaji, then Tamakrishna Maharaj said that Srila Prabhupada, they were traveling around in car, going from place to place, going to programs. Prabhupada just kept singing this shloka all day long, like a song. So yes, that was current because that's 5,000 years ago. And of course, Gaudiya Vaishnavism really came into being with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and prior to that it was really unmanifest, but it was more or less passing through the other four Vaishnava Sampradayas, in which coming down from Nimbark Acharya, there was Tridandi Sannyas, as well as coming down through Madhavacharya. And our Ishwarapuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, disciple of Madhavendra Puri, they were all Tridandi Sannyasis. So the tradition of Tridandi Sannyas is certainly long-standing. Not only is it long-standing, but it goes back to Lord Krishna's time and before. And why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in the Mayavad line? One particular reason is that Mayavadi Sannyasis were extremely numerous and dominant during, not during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, but after Shankaracharya's preaching. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was also to convert and save the Mayavadis. to approach them as a Tridandi sannyasi obviously means immediately conflict and a debate, in which case they would be much less prone to listen to him. However, if he came in the guise of a Ekadandi sannyasi, Mahavadi sannyasi, Kesava Bharati disciple, sannyas disciple, then they were much more prone to listen to him. In fact, that was the very efficient strategy that worked with Prakashananda Saraswati, is that they became extremely curious what one of their own kind was doing chanting and dancing. And by that device, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to then entice these 60,000 followers of Prakashananda Saraswati, and they all became Vaishnavas. So that's the answer on that question, although it's a bit lengthy. Interestingly, yesterday I received this email from Nalini Kanta here in Hungary. She said it was her birthday. She reminded me that it was 18 years ago that she received initiation here in Hungary. She was the first devotee to get initiated, and that was at Nisinga Chaturdasi. And since then, she's been working on translating and publishing Srila Prabhupada's books, and she also does my books as well. So, congratulations to her, 18 years. Of course, I didn't think 18 years ago that I was going to end up being here in Hungary. If someone had told me at that time that I would be residing here full-time and occasionally visiting the UK, I would have never believed it. But that's how Krishna's will unfolds. I don't know whether it's going to take another turn at some time in the future, but it seems that right now I'm here on a full-time basis and communicating or trying to communicate to other devotees and disciples in different parts of the world, occasionally visiting. That's the message. Should I call it a message? Anyway, it's not a message. That's the katha for today. And I'll close by just reading another nice prayer of Narottam Das Thakur. And this is the one previous to the one I read. Whenever it was that I read it, my memory doesn't go back that far to know exactly when it was, although it may have just been yesterday. When will I chant the names of Hari and Lord Madan Mohan? In this way, I want to travel on the path of Braj. Entering Braj, I will become an ankle bell on the feet of the gopis and cause a sweet tinkling sound. I will watch the sporting pastimes of the cowherd boys in the forest of Vrindavan and smear the dust from their feet on my body. I will see the sweet beauty of Radha and Krishna to my eye's satisfaction, and I will stand as a guard at the gate of the groves of Braj. O residents of Braj, please fulfill my desires and allow me to hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. At the time of giving up my body, I will simply place it in the waters of the Jamuna and float while chanting Jai Radha Govinda. Narottam Das laments thus, my desires are not fulfilled. When will I reside in Braj? So we should also cultivate the thinking and mood of Narottam Das Thakur. We should also develop spiritual aspirations to live in Vrindavan here in the material world, to reside in Vrindavan in the spiritual world, to somehow or another smear our bodies with the dust from the foot of the cowherd boys as they're playing ball, tending the cows, wrestling. In other words, we should replace the material desires in our heart by spiritual desires, and the way to do that is by cultivating them. And one cultivates spiritual desires by hearing of the spiritual desires of great acharyas, being open and submissive to them, and trying to share them. It's a favorite phrase we use nowadays, share. So, in the conclusion of one of his books, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that if you don't have such aspirations, then take shelter of my aspirations, and in that way you will also cultivate or develop your own. So this is a nice thing for us to also learn today, and we'll continue again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.